Over the last few weeks, I have witnessed the astonishment of white friends surprised by the insurrection at the nation's capital on January 6th. White fear and violence are threaded throughout U.S. history. People of color have known this and survived for over 400 years. White violence in the U.S. began with the colonization and genocide of Native people and has continued through the systematic exclusion and murder of people of African, Asian, and Latinx descent, among others. Historically, whiteness as a political project defined itself against non-white others who were understood to be dangerous, criminal, and therefore un-American. The fear of racialized others is essential to white identity in the U.S. The insurrection was shocking because many white people don't think of other white people as violent. The power of whiteness allows some people to believe that racism or white nationalist ideations are the beliefs of a crazy few rather than a central legacy of whiteness. Ignoring this history will not make it disappear. Questioning whiteness is the first step to unraveling these legacies. The work of acknowledging its violent history and mitigating its contemporary repercussions are crucial for choosing paths toward healing. If you are white, seeing and understanding how whiteness works is difficult, yet doable. I invite you to begin the challenging work of confronting whiteness, because our collective future depends on it. I am Lisa Anderson Levy, and this is my perspective.